Sex, relationships, advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I saw the creepiest thing I've ever seen that I cannot unsee. Like, I wish there was a brain wash that I can literally put in my ears and wash out my brain so I no longer know what I know and saw what I saw.
That would be great. You get a bug that goes in your ear and just eats that part of your brain that just takes out the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What'd you see?
I saw my neighbor naked on a website. He has an OnlyFans, and I saw him naked. I saw my neighbor fully naked. One of my other neighbors was like, I wasn't even prepared because I didn't realize that she was showing me an OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I found Bill's website. So I'm thinking, you know, I don't know, he's starting a new company or he's selling tacos. I don't know. I don't know what he's selling. Like, I was like, all right, let me look at Bill's website, and it pops up, and there is my neighbor naked. I don't know why men think we want to see them naked. No woman wants to see a man naked.
You don't want to see any man naked.
No, no. There's not a man on the planet. There's men that I find super hot. I do not want to see them naked unless I'm in bed with them. I don't even really want to see. I just want to, like, touch it and feel it. I don't want him standing there naked. I hate when, like, I'm sleeping with a guy for the first time and he drops trow and he stands there like, look at me. I'm just like, ew, I don't want, why? No, no, just make it move. Make it move. Don't make it stand there.
So you don't walk down the street and look at that guy and think, I wonder what it looks like.
No.
Really?
Listen, as women, we can see men naked all the time. It's not exciting for us. Plus, the male anatomy, I mean, from the waist down, it's not very attractive. I mean, we'll do it. We'll take it. We're not going to say no to it. But, I mean, you know, we don't want to look at it.
So why do women go to nude beaches and nude resorts and things like that?
To get a tan head to toe. So they don't have to have tan lines.
They don't want
to
see men's things.
No, they're either women that want people to look at them or we don't want tan lines.
But it's not to see a guy.
Oh, we're not. We could see a guy any day. I can literally walk up to any guy on the street and say, show me your wiener. He'd be, all right, here you go.
It's true. Oh, twist my arm. Ow, ow, ow.
Right. See, and it's just not attractive. And I'm a girl. So, okay, if you think about, like, women's sexuality on a spectrum of one side being lesbian, the other side being, like, really, really, really into the D, I'm even further past that. I had never even kissed a girl in college when all my friends were running around kissing each other. No, I've always been really into men. And even, I don't want to see you naked.
Okay, so if you know a movie's coming out where Thor is going to be Thor naked, you're not going to fast forward to 2 hours and 2 minutes to see it.
I want to see Chris Hemsworth from the belly button up.
Really?
Yes.
You're not curious at all what that looks like.
Nah, I don't care. I don't care. Because the thing is, if I had a chance to have sex with Chris Hemsworth and he had a micro penis, I'd still be into it.
Then why do guys send those photos?
It's for them. No woman is like, ooh, send me a picture. Men love to be like, ooh, I'm thinking of you. Let me show you. It's like, all right.
My mind is blown. When I come out of the shower, I do this dance right here.
Oh, no, 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 don't do that.
See this dance? And they like that.
No, women do not like that.
The helicopter.
No, no, God. That's the worst. Oh, I hate when men do that when they swing it back and forth. And
yeah, it's like a fan. Oh. Feel the breeze.
It looks like a puppet that I don't want to play with.
Really? You're the only woman that thinks this way.
No, no, no. Women think this. This is the big secret about women. We love you. We love to have sex with you. We love to touch you. If it's in motion, like if we're in bed with you and you're working it, we love that. But don't stand in front of us and just show it to us. Yeah. It is not exciting.
I don't believe this at all. Nobody's going to call and agree with you.
Every woman that calls is going to agree with me and you're going to be shocked.
888-460-6002. I don't believe it. I don't believe anybody's going to call and agree with you.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
See, here's the thing. Your bodies are beautiful. We love to see your butt. We like your shoulders. We like a bicep. We even like if you have like a little dad bod thing going on. We just don't want to look at your wiener. We don't need you showing it to us. My guess is that my neighbor, who I saw naked on his OnlyFans this week, mm-hmm. my guess is he has mostly men pinging him on his OnlyFans. I don't think there's a lot of women that are like, oh, show me, Bill. Show it to me, Bill.
Would you rather see our butts?
I would.
Is really?
Hairy? If, as long as it's not too hairy.
Okay, so if it's not just like a really gross, hairy butt like mine, but like a decent butt. You would rather see the butt than the wing.
Yeah, turn it around.
Really?
Yeah, take your clothes off and turn it around.
I don't believe that at all.
What do you think about all this, Casey? Am I right?
I don't think if you're naked or not matters. Like, you're like, there's not, I don't think it's a big deal. Like, if I came home and somebody was sitting on my couch naked, I may be mad if he's on my couch because there's no naked on my couch. That's the rule. But
like, I love that's a rule in your house.
If he was just naked in general, but like, let's say not on the couch or maybe had a blanket down on the couch, mm-hmm. then I just wouldn't care. Like, I would be naked too. Like, it just doesn't, like, there's not exciting. It's just naked. Like, I've seen my friends naked. Some of them have seen me naked, and mm-hmm. it's just naked.
You're like, whatever.
Like, yeah. Like, I've changed in dressing rooms in front of people all the time. Like, I mean, when I'm with my group in theater, we have to change in front of you. You have to get over it. Maybe that's it. But I've also, like, gone to a nudist colony before with a guy, and I didn't even care that he was naked. Like, it didn't matter. Like, so what?
Okay, there's one. You got one call. Casey agrees with you.
The phones are lighting up. I see them lighting up right now. You can try and say that. But listen, I don't know. Maybe they're lighting up telling me I'm wrong. I have no idea. But I'm guessing they're all telling me I'm right. That's why we don't want unsolicited D pics. You know, no one's looking for that. You know, we like the mystery. Like, I like when a guy wears, I don't want you to take your shirt off. I like what's known as the sex line, you know, that deep V cut in the abs that just like kind of like points down there. Like, tease me. I want to see what's potentially there, but don't then open your pants and be like, ta-da, this is the mystery solved. Because it's never pleasant.
I don't have a V, by the way. I have a W. I always look at a girl and say, I wonder what it looks like.
Really?
Every time I look at a girl.
Why?
Because I want to know what it looks like.
Why? Why do you care? And what if it's ugly?
Because
it's
I want to see them all. I want to see all of them. I want to see all the boobs and I want to see all that. I want to see them all. I want them lined up in a line so I can compare all of them.
Yeah, no, we're not interested in it. They all look like just, you know, a blob. I don't need to see your blob. I want to see everything else.
Call now, 888-460-6002.
Wait a minute.
What is this show?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships,
and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So Cooper's losing her mind and saying that women don't want to see the guy's thing. They don't want to see it at all.
Yeah, we don't want to see men naked. Leanne, what's your take on men naked?
Oh, gosh. I think the male anatomy is so hilarious.
Hilarious? Oh, man.
I'm male strippers, I crack up anytime. It's just funny. And that dance, Anthony, I know that dance. My ex did that dance.
Yeah, you know the dance they were just
right
doing. Yeah.
This dance,
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, that's, stop doing that dance. I don't even want
to. Oh, my God. By no means is it sexy.
See, and that's the thing. When you go to a male strip club, you go insane. You scream, you yell, you throw money, you do all that.
But in male strip clubs, you never see them naked. They never take it all off. They're not naked in front of you. They're wearing, like, you know, little banana hammocks. And, you know, let's face it. We are aware that most of the men in the strip clubs are gay men. You know what I mean? It's just, it's for entertainment purposes. We're not like, ooh, because it's, I'm not attracted to gay men.
And that is kind of true. You never see, like, one woman sitting at a table by herself at a male strip club.
Right. Whereas at a female strip club, there's lots of guys that go by themselves.
All right. It's starting to get clear.
I am more interested in how clean are your hands and your nails? Like, before you take off your clothes, I want to see, like, do you clean your nails? Do you have dirty hands? I want to see that.
You want to see my fingers, but you don't want to see that.
No, I don't want to see that because they all look alike. I, you know, it's not very attractive.
So from now on, I'm going to send you a finger pick.
Yeah, show me a finger pick. Yeah, because sometimes I like the dirty nail. Sometimes I like a man that, you know, has some calluses on his. My boyfriend has really calloused hands, and it turns me on like crazy.
That's actually a great idea. Just take a picture of your finger and send it to him. It will take him 3, maybe 4 seconds to figure out what it is.
Just your thumb.
Just your thumb. You'll stand out from all the other guys.
All the other guys. Get tons of D picks and then one thumb pick. You're getting swiped right if you've got the thumb pick. Anna, why is it that we look at naked men and go, meh?
It's because I think it's for me because we know what that little thing is used for. We know, and right. we have an emotional connection to that. Women tend to think of the yachi bachi as a as an emotional thing, and so if you're showing me, you're basically showing me your emotion, and I'm, you know, I don't want to.
Oh, now I'm so confused, I can't go on.
Well, what? You know, that's the state I live in, honey.
Yachi bachi. I don't know what she's talking about.
You know what she's talking about.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
Something the uglies, you know.
Yeah, you know. Now you know what she's talking about.
Now you know, and I think it's because we have an emotional connection to that, and I really find it. But, you know, now let me tell you the new Calvin Klein model. Oh my dear Lord in heaven, he is so wonderful. He's as hot as the Sahara Desert.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I'm the same way with the sexiest picture I've ever seen of Johnny Depp was when he was on the cover. He was in Rolling Stone magazine dressed as Jack Sparrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
almighty. I mean, I felt weak in the knees.
Exactly.
But if I had seen him naked, I'm like, now I know what he is, and I can't be surprised anymore. There's no surprise.
Exactly. Right. And once we have the emotional connection, we like men in motion. We don't want you just standing there going, this is my junk. You know? Not hot. It's just not hot.
Call now. 888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Anthony is learning a very valuable lesson that we would rather see men with clothes on. Men with clothes on, the right clothes, a well-dressed man, so much more attractive than if you're just like naked. Like we don't want to see you naked. It's not hot that you're naked. I don't know why you think naked is hot.
I'm actually sweating over here because I am not believing this at all.
So far, every woman that's called has agreed with me. We're not interested in you naked. We're interested in you. We want to take the clothes off ourselves, but we don't want to see what's going on. We just want the motion, like move it around, keep it moving.
Night is day. Day is night. Summer is winter. And nothing is right anymore. Everything's upside down now.
Okay, the phones are blowing up. We'll see if there's any women that agree with you that being naked is hotter. I think most women are going to say, nope, we don't want to see you men naked.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at CooperandAnthony.com. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice. This is all three combined. Because I need advice about this because I don't understand how you never want to see a guy naked.
I think it's because women are attracted to other things about a man. I have never, ever heard a woman say, his face is not that cute, but I mean, oh my God, he's the best penis I ever saw in my life. No, we like a guy with like beautiful eyes or great cheekbones or like a cute dad bod or broad shoulders. No one's like, I've never heard a woman ever. Whereas I've heard men many times. Are you a breast man? Are you a butt man?
Mm-hmm.
Women aren't like that. We're looking for personality. We're looking for, do you make us laugh? Do you have a job? Do you have health insurance? You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're interested in.
Okay. When you go out with your friends, do you talk about wang size with
never,
other...
Never.
Never?
Never. And I have a lot of gay male friends. They're the ones that maybe will talk about it once in a while. But my straight female friends, we never... Unless somebody is like ridiculously big that you couldn't do anything with it. And it's a story. Cause it's like, I didn't know what to do. Nothing to do. A poor guy, you know?
Really?
But no. Whenever we talk about guys... We laugh at how often a guy will send a D pic and we'll be like, we'll show it to each other and laugh because it looks like every other D pic. There's nothing unusual or unique about it. And it's not hot. It's not sexy. It's boring. Mary, you like men naked?
Yes, I do. And I cannot believe I'm admitting this, but I really do. I'd like to know what I'm dealing with. and they want to see mine, so I want to see theirs, too. I mean, it's kind of a six-year-old theory, but I think it's very attractive, you know? I don't know why. It's not pretty, but it turns me on.
It's not pretty?
It's not pretty, but, it's a necessary evil.
So it's really not pretty, but the result of it being there is just wonderful. So, I mean, it's not pretty at all. I don't think it's pretty by any stretch of the imagination, but, I mean, I want to see what I'm going to deal with, you know? And you want to see mine, so show me yours.
But Mary's saying she prefers the video to the pictures, which is my point that we like seeing you in motion.
I also like to watch it with the person I'm with as well.
Right, it's which is a whole different thing. Right, exactly.
But, I mean, it's not every guy. It's someone I'm close with and that I'm intimate with. You know, when that's the start of a relationship, I kind of want to see what I got there. Yes, I do, and I cannot believe I'm admitting this. But relationship, I kind of want to see what I got there.
There's one.
Okay.
One. Mary, thank
woman.
God. Now night is night and day is day so far.
Well, but she said that she likes men naked, not because she enjoys looking at them naked. She wants to see what she's getting herself into, like what they're working with.
Right.
She just doesn't like the surprise ending. You know what I mean? She doesn't like a mystery. She wants to know ahead of time how this is going to go. Is it going to hurt? You know what I mean? Like, she just wants, give me my pain now or not.
Yeah, she's the one that opens the book to page 256 and reads the last page.
Exactly. She just wants to see how the whole thing ends. But notice that she didn't say she actually likes to see men naked. It's more for the information it gives her.
Sex, relationship advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. It's just too much information for me because I never thought about this, and until today I never knew women felt this way.
Barbara, why do you think this phenomenon is going on? Why do you think so many women just do not think men naked is hot?
I don't know. I'd rather see Richard Gere fully dressed in Pretty Woman than naked.
Exactly.
But I think men are more concerned about it than women. I mean, my husband can tell me, well, you know, who's more well endowed in Hollywood than the other? And I'm going, who cares? What are we
going to
do with it?
Oh, and Barbara, they have websites where they tell you exactly where nudity is in different movies, because that's all they're interested in. It's like, what movie? Oh, okay, naked about an hour and 20 minutes in.
Yeah, Mr. Skin does that.
What is that about?
Because that's all men want to know. Is there nakedity? Okay, I'm interested.
We sometimes fast forward the movie to the naked part.
Yeah, absolutely. I get that at my house, too. It's like, you've got to be kidding.
And we do the opposite. We fast forward through the naked part to get to the story.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know how two people got together and went, how you doing? I don't know. Because you looked at it and you go, I don't want to see that. And we looked at it, well, we want to see that, but I don't want to see that. But how did it ever happen?
Because you put it in motion. We like it in motion. We like it moving. We like it. Remember, Adam had the leaf. It wasn't like he was walking around naked. He had a leaf. So Eve went, a leaf. Very, very sexy.
But he had...
Coming up next.
In the sex hour, he cheated while she was pregnant. How does she get over her anger? And about that old myth, you know, no sex before sports. Is that true? I have the latest info on that front.
In your sex calls and sex questions, 888-460-6002. Call now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Sex Hour, an hour of your sex and relationship questions.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Haley, you're up first in the Sex Hour. What's your question?
About a year ago, I was 6 months pregnant, and me and my boyfriend, we were, like, on and off at that time. And I guess he had, like, he didn't have sex with another girl, but he spent, like, a lot of time with her and, like, I don't know, I guess, like, he did a lot of emotional things that I was lacking and needing at that time, you know? It's been about a year now, right? And, like, around the same time, because it was right around New Year's, I started, like, like freaking out, like having like I felt like panic attacks, you know, like having nightmares and like questioning him where he was going, and like I can't let it go, you know.
Listen, I can't just say to you, let it go, and you will. It doesn't work like that. But you're going to have to dig deeper than that for the sake of your kid, at least, and for the sake of your relationship. He was flirting, possibly more. We don't know. But what we do know is that he's back with you. He's committed to you. You know, he had the opportunity to go away from you, and he chose not to. So he's with you. Now, while you can't unthink your thoughts, there's a lot to be said for forgiveness. You know, the value of forgiveness can really improve your life. So if you start with acknowledging your emotions about the harm that you feel was done to you, and you recognize how those affect your behavior, work on letting that go and moving on, because you have to start looking forward and not looking back. And the only way to start trusting him again, since you've chosen to have him in your life, is just to start trusting him. Just start. You know, as time passes, you're going to see that he's there for you. He's there for your child, and that, you know, one time he might have messed up a little, but that's past. That's over. So you should work on your empathy for him. Why was he flirting? Was he just scared about becoming a dad and losing his mojo? You know, if you understand him a little better, I think you can forgive him easier.
Let it go. Let it go.
Until the next fight. She'll let it go until they fight about something. Then it's going to come back up like they always do.
You know why this is so cruel, Anthony? Because she has a kid, so you know she hears this song all day long, every day, anyway.
How many plays does this have on YouTube?
Me anyway.
Guess.
Oh, do you know for sure?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to say it's in the 100 million range.
100 million.
I know, I just said.
Try 3.1 billion.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought you were saying yes, 100 million. 3.1
billion? 3.8
billion. Billion.
That's kids watching things over and over and over and over.
God, that just tells you right there how little I know about children. Like, I don't know, 100 million? That sounded like a big number to me.
I think one kid watched it 100 million.
Hey, your kid.
Call now, 888-460-6002. The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Sex Hour. An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
Why did you like it, baby?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Time to get our sex talk on. It's the Sex Hour. Dr. Cooper taking your calls right now. 888-460-6002.
Hey, Rob, what you got going on?
All right, I'm a triathlete, and there's kind of a rumor going around, kind of softly, that if you jerk off before an event, it leaves room for other fluids to expand inside your body.
Okay, so you're referring to the idea that athletes are told to refrain from sex and masturbation before a big race or a game or whatever sport they play. The belief is that a man's sperm was somehow linked to his testosterone, and preserving one's sperm by abstaining from sex or masturbation would somehow keep testosterone high, or maybe even increase it, making you a better athlete. And that's because, you know, testosterone is seen as such a like a wonder hormone when it comes to sports performance. We keep hearing about performance enhancing drugs and doping and increasing testosterone and all that kind of stuff. The idea was that ejaculation would lower your testosterone, so you would suck at your sport. It'd be terrible. But it's not true. Study after study has tried to see if it was the case, and it wasn't. They found scientifically over and over, not true. Here's the best example. Look at Olympic Village during any and all the Olympics. Mm-hmm. All they do is bang it out all day, all night. There's orgies. They literally give them thousands of condoms that they go through over the time that they are competing in the Olympics. Nobody abstains.
If I was a track coach, I would tell every 17-year-old boy not to. Because if they go, let's say, a month, boy, they're running. They're going to be the fastest kid ever. They're going to have so much pumped up energy.
I think you're doing the opposite to a kid. I think you want a kid to kind of be able to focus on the sport and get that out of the way. Otherwise, they're going to be sitting there going, I can't run. I'm thinking about girls. I'm thinking about girls. Oh, boys. I'm thinking about boys. I'm thinking about something else. I don't even care anymore. I can't run.
What you need to do is tie a sex doll on the back of that rabbit that takes off with the dogs, and the boys will chase it.
Putting on a brand new show.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Let's
go. Sex, relationships, and advice. I went and got a PhD in this stuff so I can make sure to actually help you guys. Kristen, what's your question?
I just got out of a relationship with this guy, and the main reason that we broke up was because I found out I had herpes.
Wait, so he broke up with you because you had herpes?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he said I should have told him, and I was like, I didn't know. It, like, showed up, like, 2 days after New Year's. And him and I had been sexually active for about a month.
Kristen, I'm going to go ahead and just recap this for you so you can hear what you just told us. You didn't have herpes. You dated a guy, had sex with him, and then found out that you suddenly had herpes. So he broke up with you. I'm going to guess that he is the one who gave you herpes. First of all, herpes gestation is anywhere from 4 to 12 days. So if you had sex with him and then and no one else and then suddenly had herpes, it's more likely that he's the one that gave it to you. Most people that have herpes don't know they have it. They're asymptomatic or they have minor symptoms that they attribute to something else. So my guess is he has herpes and he gave it to you. And sometimes your first outbreak could be terrible. It could be painful. It could be awful. The kind of thing that you never forget. But then after a while, you get used to it and it gets less and less. So I would guess, I don't know for sure, but it sounds to me like you probably got it from him. So see a doctor, confirm you have it, and then let him know that he should get tested because he probably gave it to you.
It only takes 4 days to show up.
4 to 12
days after you sleep with somebody, you could have it?
Yes.
That's crazy. Then you could go years and not know that you even have it.
That's correct.
That's a scary thing.
You know, it seems like a lot more people have herpes. I thought the number was higher, but I looked it up because I was curious. I thought it was going to be like 30% of the population. 12%. So it's actually kind of low. Only 12% of Americans have it. And most of those infected, like I said, asymptomatic or have very mild symptoms. But the number has to be higher, especially in men, because they probably just didn't get tested for it. Because if you don't have symptoms, why would you get tested for it?
Right. Wait, well, it's 12% of the population and 75% of the population that call this show.
Call now. 888-460-6002.
Wait a minute.
What is this show?
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Finally, a topic I know more about something than you do.
I know, vasectomies. We hear from our resident vasectomy expert. That's you, Anthony. And what do you do if your significant other actually enjoys boring vanilla sex? That and more coming up next in the Sex Hour.
You marry them.
The Sex Hour.
What is that?
An hour of your sex and relationship questions.
A whole hour.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex Hour sex calls. Call now. 888-460-6002.
Hi, Jacob. What's your question?
I already had my consult with the doctor for a vasectomy. And the thing is, I want to know if there's any, you know, I don't know if there's anything, like, if he didn't tell me long-term, you know, that it may occur down the line or anything.
Yeah, there's a huge side effect long-term. You end up like Anthony. You don't want that.
Yeah, your balls fall off. Like 10 years after, they just fall off one day. You're on the toilet and you hear... And you hear that, and they just went ahead and fell off, because that's the worst thing that happens.
And all the women in your life start bossing you around, and you're like, you know what? I don't have balls anymore anyway. What's the difference?
Hey, honey, you want these? No, okay, I'll just flush them then. If you don't want them, You sure? Call Cooper. Cooper will want them.
She likes to have something to crush in her hand when she's feeling anxious. Yeah. Well, I will tell you this. Like, less than 1% of men have to have a second vasectomy because the first one. Yeah. So what you do is after you, Anthony, do you remember this? After you had your vasectomy, you had to go back and give a sperm sample.
Yes. You had to give like three.
Okay. Right. Exactly. Because they're testing to make sure it took.
Right.
And less than 1% of men, it doesn't take. So they have to do it again. And it has no impact, by the way. They've done a lot of studies by now to see if there's any extra risk for any type of cancer, prostate, testicular. You know, they go through all that. There is no impact. There's no extra risk of cancers or any long-term health effects. And you're going to be richer because you're going to save money on future diapers.
The best side effect ever from that. Mm. No more kids.
Right.
That is the best side effect. I don't know if I would go through it again because it wasn't fun.
The vasectomy?
Yeah, it's not a fun Friday. You're awake the whole time it's going on.
Okay. Like, what's the procedure? Tell us. Take us from beginning to end.
Well, you go in there and you talk to the doctor and then he figures out if you should. And by that time, I had two kids. Mm-hmm. So I knew I wasn't going to have another one. I never wanted to hear the words, I'm pregnant, ever again.
Again, ever, yeah.
So you go in, you lay down on the table, you take your pants off, you put a little skirt on or whatever they call it, hospital gown. And you put your feet up. Thank God, not in a stirrup, but you just put your feet up. And the nurse comes in and she shaves you, which is fun.
Okay. Yeah, that part's that's the benefit. Yeah.
Then the other doctor comes in and he gives you a shot right in the nuts.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So that's the part that hurts. So you get a couple of shots, kind of like when you get a tooth done. The shot hurts.
Right.
But once the Novocaine, whatever, kicks in, you don't feel anything, but you feel them doing things down there.
Right. Oh.
Like you feel the clamps and you feel the clamp hit the side of your leg because they're, that's not fun. And when you're done, it really, really, really hurts. It's not painless.
Okay. How long was it you in pain for?
Maybe like 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
And we got to sit in like a bag of peas or something?
For like 3 days, you really don't want to move.
Wow.
But after that, it's not painless. But the doctor even told us, because I said, how bad does it hurt when you're done? He said, well, a guy last week had sex in the parking lot when he was done.
What? He got a vasectomy and then tested it out immediately?
Yeah.
Let's take this thing out for a drive, a test drive.
Sample one coming up in just a minute, Doc.
Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice.
Please say the name of the person you wish to call.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice. Your sex questions, our sex answers. Mary, you're up.
I recently started seeing this guy who's really great, and we get along fantastically. And when we do have sex, we have really great chemistry, even though up till now it has been solely vanilla sex. When we met, he was a virgin. And normally by this point, we've been seeing each other for about 3 weeks now, I would have had the, so what are you into conversation? Mm-hmm. And I did. And I figured even if he was a virgin and hadn't actually made any practical applications, he would have a vast fantasy repertoire, but he doesn't.
Well, all right. So the idea that sex has to be kinky and crazy all the time isn't reality. You know, we talk about kinks and fetishes a lot on this show because they're so unusual and they do need negotiating and they do need talking about. But most people have vanilla sex. They have regular sex and they have some fantasies, but not really. You know, or they leave the fantasy life for masturbation. They don't bring the fantasy life into their bedroom. So your boyfriend told you he likes regular sex and he has no fantasies. You have to accept him for who he is and what he likes and doesn't like. What's interesting is that sex therapists who have patients where one is into regular sex, vanilla sex, as you say, and others want to try fantasy stuff, they have them make a list, a will, won't, and maybe list. What you will do, what you won't do, and what you might be talked into doing, perhaps. And now, while making a list is not very sexy, it's really how the conversation of compromise can get started. So you can make a list, you can just have a conversation, but I think you could totally work this out between you.
Can you please say you can make a list and check it twice? Now, I love that they've been dating 3 weeks. She already took his virginity, and wondering about fetishes already. The guy's only been a virgin. He was a virgin 3 weeks ago. Give him time. He's just enjoying this new thing that's happened 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's enough fetish for him at this moment. He'll get past that. Give him a 3 years, but not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
3 weeks.
Sex, relationships, advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right, it's time to play little kid or drunk adult. Anthony, explain to the people how we play little kid or drunk adult.
You call up and you tell us a story, any story, and we have to figure out if you were a child or a drunk adult.
And sometimes we get messages, like we got one from George. I'm going to tell you George's story, mm-hmm. and you're going to have to guess, Anthony, whether George was a little kid or a drunk adult when the story happened.
Got it.
Okay. George said, I got pulled over driving the wrong way on a semi-big road. Luckily, it was a Sunday, and there was little to no traffic.
Little kid.
Yes, he was a little kid. George says he was 7. He stole his parents' car, but it's their fault because they had taken him to one of those amusement parks with the little cars you get to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So he thought that means he can drive now.
Mm-hmm.
And where was he going? Baskin Robbins. He wanted ice cream for breakfast.
I can understand all of that. And see, the reason why I said a little kid, because most states don't have alcohol sales on Sunday. So
yeah, you could be drunk at home.
Yeah, I just thought, since you said it was Sunday, and there's a lot of wrong-way drivers that are drunk. So, right. Yeah,
that'd
little
be too
kid.
Obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, little kid. Okay. Hey, Andre, what's your story?
So, I got in trouble for touching a dog in an inappropriate place.
Is he a little kid or a drunk adult? What do you think?
I'm going to say little kid.
Yeah, because a drunk adult, that would be way too creepy. I'm gonna hope he's saying little kid. Andre, go ahead.
I was a little kid. Long story short, I got caught rubbing my dog's private. I thought my dog liked it. My mom caught me and immediately scolded me. In my defense, my dog seemed to really like it.
I think your dog just probably liked you touching him. I don't know if he necessarily liked being touched there, but okay.
And he saw it on South Park. There's a whole South Park episode about that.
Oh, right.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Little kid or drunk adult time. You call us up, you tell us a story, and then Cooper and I have to figure out, were you drunk or a child?
Francine sent us a message. She said that she was at Target and she squirted liquid soap all over the floor. Was she a little kid or a drunk adult?
That got to be a drunk adult because you'd think that's funny.
She actually was a little kid. She said, my cousin was babysitting me and I thought it was a good idea to squirt soap all over the floor in the aisle. I still feel awful to this day that somebody had to clean that up. Can you imagine cleaning 20 to 30 bottles of liquid soap off the floor? I hope nobody slipped and nobody got hurt.
Well, the good thing is you only really have to add water to clean it up. The soap's
Target was like,
there.
Wow, we've never had such a clean floor before. Okay, Chris, give us your story.
I accidentally crawled into my neighbor's bed naked.
Ooh. Hopefully he was a drunk adult.
Hopefully he was a child, just got out of the shower and decided to run around the neighborhood.
No, it's like sexual assault if you crawl into some rando's bed naked. Oh, let's see, he was drunk, I guess. I'm going to say little. I'm going to say drunk adult.
Okay, I'll say little kid.
Of course, I was a drunk adult. And I don't even have a good story for you because I was blacked out. I don't know what I did or why I did it. Why was I naked? Why was I there? I don't know. But I did get arrested. Luckily, my neighbors ended up forgiving me.
They did forgive him. Okay.
Yeah, and it's very awkward from that point on when you wash your car outside. Hi, neighbor. Oh,
oh yeah, flat.
Sex, relationships, advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
We are playing Little Kid or Drunk Adult. That's where you guys call us, tell us a little piece of a story. We have to guess, were you a little kid at the time or were you a drunk adult?
Paul, what say you?
I cut my nose trying to balance a sword on it.
Oh, no. Come on. That is definitely a drunk adult story.
No, that's a little kid story. You saw that on America's Got Talent and you want to try it.
All right. So we disagree. You're saying little kid. I'm saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid. My dad had an extremely sharp sword that he kept in his closet. I have no idea where he got it.
Mm-hmm.
One day while my friends were over, I was showing off the sword. One of my friends dared me to balance it on my nose. I took the dare, of course, and then that led to the sword cutting off a quarter of my nose, and it still looks weird to this day.
Wow! He was a little kid with a sword!
Yeah, because that's what dads have in the closet. You find what dads have in the closet, and you do bad things with it.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships,
advice.
Showtime. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
All right, here's Crystal's. You ready?
Yep.
She says, I was at a party, and when I saw the guy I liked, it made me so nervous, I punched him in the face. Was she a little kid or a drunk adult?
Little kid, because kids hit each other when they like each other.
You're right. She was a little kid. She said she was in fifth grade. She was invited to a friend's birthday party. She said, we played Truth or Dare, and then my friend dared me to kiss my crush, but I denied that I had one. And they kept saying over and over, you like Josh, you like Josh. And I wanted to prove that I didn't like him. So instead of kissing him, I punched him in the face and I gave him a huge bruise on his cheek.
And now her and Josh been happily married for 35 years.
Exactly. That's always how it goes.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Little kid, drunk adult, tell us a story. Tell us a fairy tale of one time when you were a kid or when your friends told you what you did when you're drunk because you don't remember.
Kevin sent us a message. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so was Kevin a little kid or a drunk adult when he peed in a tuba?
Peed in a tuba. I'm going to say that's a drunk adult.
He was a drunk adult. Good job. He said, I got blackout drunk. I was staying at a random person's house. I needed to pee in the middle of the night and thought his closet was the toilet. Turns out I peed in his tuba because the tuba was in the closet at the time. And I remember thinking, wow, this guy must be rich. He has a gold toilet.
He's got a urinal in his closet and it's gold. How rich is this guy?
Hi, Natalie. Tell us your story.
I started to weep hard when I found out someone ate out my leftover birthday cake.
Would you cry when somebody ate your leftover birthday cake if you're a drunk adult or a little kid?
It's got to be a little kid.
But you know when you're really drunk and you're really hungry and you're craving the rest of your birthday cake?
Right.
You come home drunk and you're just like, what? It's gone?
Somebody ate the last gabagoo in the fridge, and you've been thinking about that gabagoo all day.
Who ate all the gabagoo?
No more gabagoo for you. The doctor said it's bad for you.
Yeah, I'm still going to say little kid.
Okay, I'm going to say drunk adult. Okay, Natalie, which was it?
I was a drunk adult. It was my 25th birthday, and I was so depressed. The only thing that I was looking forward to was eating the cake that my mother made me. Well, my roommate ate it when I wasn't looking. When I found out it was gone, I started to weep.
See, yeah. I told you, Anthony, you come home drunk, you're starving, all you want is the rest of your birthday cake, and your stupid roommate ate it. That's such a drunk adult thing, too. When you're really drunk, you crave one thing. Like, I must have this one thing.
They ate your last piece of birthday cake that your mom made. You should be able to move out and break the lease.
You should be able to sue them. That's like cruel and unusual punishment.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Come on, give it to me.
Call now. 888-460-6002.
Sex, relationships,
advice.
If you're on the dating apps and you're wondering why you're not getting any dates, I'm swiping and no one's swiping back and things are not working out for me. There was actually a brand new study that was done where they really went through all the dating apps and they interviewed thousands of singles and they found out what they like and what they don't like. And you may be doing the wrong things in your profile, and that's why no one's swiping on you. So, okay, I'll give you a whole bunch of them that you need to think about as you're moving forward as a single human being getting on the dating apps. 1 in 5 women will reject a man who says he's vegan on his profile.
1 in 5?
Mm-hmm.
So take that off. Say, I love T-bone steak.
No, but even if you are vegan, so unless you're somebody that's vegan that would just never date somebody who ate meat, okay, I understand why you put vegan, you're trying to find another vegan. But if you're vegan and you don't care what the other person eats, like I've been vegetarian my whole life. Nobody in my life is vegetarian. Nobody. Mm-hmm. I have sat and watched my mom tear into a turkey bone and a turkey leg like she is Edward VIII. Like I've gotten so used to everyone around me. Just my boyfriend's favorite food is an entire cow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't care, take that off your profile. Women, don't put male height requirements. Unless you are 5'10 or taller and you have to be with somebody your height or taller, but most women are average height, don't put a height requirement because it makes you look high maintenance for something that the guy can't control.
Yeah, and if you put 5'10 or higher, I'm going to go, can't do it.
I thought this was interesting. In blue states and red states, so this is one of the few things that all daters agreed on, do not put your pronouns.
Yeah.
I thought that was like red states, don't put your pronouns. No, nobody wants that because people in blue states were saying, if you're so progressive and so woke that your pronouns are on your dating, like that's a part of you, it just, that comes across as a little wacky when mm-hmm. you're dating.
People have it in their signature now, their email signature. They have it everywhere. So I never thought about that.
Yeah, it was a trend for 2 minutes. Everyone jumped on and was like, he, her, she, him.
Mm-hmm.
I've removed all that stuff because I just, I kind of felt like everybody was doing it. And I just felt like weird that I wasn't. And then I thought, well, that's so stupid. Like, call me whatever you want. I don't really care.
Right.
My name is Cooper. So people are always like, if they see my name and they don't know who I am, they're always like, sir. Mm-hmm. So I'm used to that after all these years. Men will not date a woman who has an OnlyFans.
Of course not.
Really?
No. I don't want other people seeing what I'm getting.
Okay.
No.
All right. Men are also not looking for non-monogamy. There are other dating apps for that. So if you're on the regular dating apps like Hinge and Bumble and Tinder, don't put that you're non-monogamous. There are specific apps and sites just for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking to hook up and have somebody like be a relationship, they don't want to think that you're out there looking for lots of people and that you're not going to be loyal to them. It was very unpopular. Something else that was very unpopular, men did not like women that have the septum ring.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate
most men
nose
did. Most
rings
men hated that, yeah.
And septum rings. I don't know. I mean, does that make me old school? I don't know. I have both ears pierced, but still, I can't stand the nose. The nose makes me crazy.
No one cared about ear piercing. This is current, so it doesn't make you old. This is current going on right now. The majority of men said it makes you look like cattle.
Yeah, and I do want, if you have that ring in your nose, I want to put a 9-volt battery up to it.
Right. And here's the best thing for bald men. Women hate that you try to hide your baldness. They don't want you. They call it hat fishing, where you wear a hat to cover your baldness because that only shows that you're insecure. Women love the baldies. Be bald, be proud, be yourself, because you're going to show up on a date without that hat. We want to see who you are. So hiding your baldness says more about you than it does about us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.